if you want to improve your mental toughness, I highly recommend reading the book, The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. And I want to read you a paragraph on page 9. It's right in the introduction, right? And it does a great job of laying out some of the things that they go through in the book. And it should get the wheels turning for you on, you know, what's something you're passionate about? What's something that you got to drive, right? You got to drive to be really good at something. And what's that mental approach look like to attack it when things are up, when things are down, when there's challenges, the problem solving aspect. So listen to this real quick. Overcoming obstacles is a discipline of 3 critical steps. It begins with how we look at our specific problems, our attitude or approach, then the energy and creativity with which we actively break them down and turn them into opportunities. Finally, the cultivation and maintenance of an inner will that allows us to handle defeat and difficulty. We don't talk about that last one enough. I think is having a will inside of you that's strong enough to handle some of the difficulty and challenges and defeats and setbacks that inevitably will come our way. So you say it's 3 interdependent, interconnected, and fluidly contingent disciplines: perception, action, and will. It's a simple process, but again, never easy. Simple and easy, very, very different things. So let's unwrap this again real quick. It begins with how we look at our specific problems, our attitude or approach. Right? That's the baseline. The first layer is that view that you're looking through, right? How are you looking at certain things? And they go in later to the book, talk about, you know, some people see problems as these terrible things that happen in life. And some of them look at those problems as opportunities to learn, grow, and improve. Same problem for, you know, those two people, right? But it's how you look at it, the perception that is the difference maker. And then they say, then the energy and creativity with which we actively break them down and turn them into opportunities, right? What I just said. So it's the view and then it's the action, right? What are you going to do about it, right? Something happens. How are you viewing it? And then what's your response? And then finally, the cultivation and maintenance of an inner will that allows you to handle defeat and difficulty. Man, this is huge. And I think, you know, we can get better at this. I don't think this is something that anybody ever really masters, right? It's just this, it's like a scale, right? It's not like, yeah, I got it mastered or no, I don't. It's just like on a scale of 1 to 10 or 1 to 100. Well, how well do you have it mastered, right? Because nobody wants to lose, suffer a defeat, get an injury, get sick, different setbacks that happen, have challenges that will inevitably come our way, but they do. The cultivation and maintenance of an inner will that allows us to handle the defeat and the difficulty, right? So we're talking about the will factor, right? So you got your perception, your view, the action of what you're going to do about it, and then the inner will, the inner drive to continue to push and drive through regardless of some of those difficult circumstances. It's awesome stuff. And so again, this is just a recommendation to read the book, The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. There's a lot of great things in there, especially if you are an athlete and you're looking for ways to improve your mental toughness. This is huge because as athletes talk about mental toughness, what are things that come into mind? It's not how you handle things when it's all sunshine and rainbows. It's how you handle things when the chips are down, when things aren't going well. And if you struggle with that in some way, shape, or form, like we all do at some level, then check out the book. It's really a reframing and then some gut check of how we can really attack some of those situations. Get after today.